This is Terry Mandel, DO Dictating an Attorney Letter to Ken Heider, Attorney at Law. The address is 3675 Crump Road, CRUMP, Tallahassee, Florida, 32309. Dear Mr. Heider, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on Candace Belcher, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E. Belcher is B-E-L-C-H-E-R. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 53-year-old female who is involved in a workman's compensation injury on or about January 25th, 2025, period. This occurred at the Wellbrook of Avon Rehab Nursing Home, period. It was inside this was inside, period. The patient was rolled over and she pushed back, injuring her right shoulder, period. She had a pop and immediate pain, period. New paragraph. Her right shoulder is causing pain and diminished range of motion. She was told that she had torn ligaments and torn rotator cuff, period. She was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It is approximately 10 hours per day, period. It is a burning, stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the arm with numbness into all 5 fingertips, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen at workman's compensation at Concentra, and she had an examination and given restrictions, period. She was given physical therapy 3 times a week for approximately 8 weeks, period. An MRI was done at a Greenwood facility and was told that she had 2 tears, period. She had more physical therapy after returning to Concentra. She also saw an orthopedic doctor at Concentra, period. She had x-rays and was advised of the tear, period. Surgery was discussed. She was advised that hopefully it would heal on its own, but it ultimately did not, period. She was released to full duty, period. She went to ATI physical therapy for approximately 3 weeks. However, workman's compensation stopped further physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems with baseball, comma, lifting over 8 pounds, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, dressing herself, where her husband requires helping her put on her bra, comma, washing her back, comma, reaching over her head with her right arm, comma, and sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medications include cholesterol and diabetes medicine, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, comma, exercises, comma, heat and ice, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for diabetes and hyperlipidemia. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right shoulder in the past, period. The patient never injured her left shoulder in the past period. She had a work injury 8 years ago, injuring her right wrist while moving a patient, period. She was told that it was a sprain and no treatment was required other than a brace with no permanency, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident at age 19. She injured her right knee and was told she had a hairline fracture and put in a cast, period. She was treated 6 weeks and it resolved in approximately 2 months without permanency, period. At age 3, she had a laceration of her forehead without permanency, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is a CNA full-time, period. She did miss work while going to physical therapy, period. She is presently doing scheduling work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Note, March 26, 2025, physician's progress note, date of injury, January 25, 2025. Candace presents for follow-up of right shoulder pain, period. Still has some difficulty with overhead activities as well as reaching behind her back, period. Working with restrictions, period. There's tenderness palpating the trapezius, comma, acromion, comma, and anterior shoulder, period. Mildly limited internal rotation, period. MRI showed supraspinatus and infraspinatus, partial thickness tearing of the subscapularis, period. Impression, improved right shoulder pain, period. She has reached maximal medical improvement, 0 PPI rating, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, disagree with the 0% impairment rating and will comment further in this letter, period. On physical examination, new paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin revealed a slight forehead scar from a childhood injury, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left shoulder was unremarkable, period. Right shoulder was abnormal with 5% swelling, period. There was severe tenderness and diminished strength in the right shoulder, period. There was palpable heat, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right shoulder with extension diminished by 46 degrees, comma, flexion 22 degrees, comma, abduction ABD 58 degrees, comma, adduction ADD 26 degrees, comma, internal rotation 24 degrees, comma, and external rotation by 30 degrees, period. Examination of the left shoulder was all normal, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulse was normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME in reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the work injury of January 25th, 2025, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, torn rotator cuff with tears of the supraspinatus, comma, infraspinatus, and subscapularis tendons, period. These diagnoses were all directly caused by the work injury of January 25th, 2025, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering an impairment rating utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, period. As I mentioned, I disagree totally with the prior 0% impairment rating, period. Utilizing Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for an 11% upper extremity impairment on the right, which converts to a 7% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. The basis for the 11% upper extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the work injury of January 25th, 2025, period. As a patient ages, you will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the right shoulder, period. The patient's difficulties with overhead activities in reaching behind her back are permanent, and the daily pain and diminished range of motion will also be permanent, period. The patient qualifies for a lifting restriction of 8 pounds for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was told if she is not better, she may require a second opinion surgery, period. She states that surgery was not advised. However, I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing the records and performing a physical examination with the significant restrictions, feel that surgery down the road will definitely be necessary, period. Over-the-counter anti-inflammatory analgesics of ibuprofen and Tylenol will be required indefinitely at a cost of $95 a month, period. Some injections in the shoulder will cost $2,000, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. A shoulder brace or splint would cost $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient may benefit by some more physical therapy at a cost of $1,600, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and then agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.